the Bibs.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online, nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon as we are going to tell you about an outstanding event that is going to change the world coming up here in March of 2019. But before we do that, Martha, tell people how they can get involved with us here. As we come to the end of November, beginning of December, there's an opportunity for people to come alongside of us and be a gift.
There is, Jim. So for the whole rest of the year, 2018, we have a little thing we're calling Be the Gift. And one of the things that we realize is that our time, our energy, our finances, all of our life can be a gift to others if we are more intentional. And so really just encouraging our listeners, be a gift in your workplace, be a gift in your home, not just give a gift, but be who God has intended you to be. And then to be a gift to I Work For Him, come alongside of us, join the movement, read our website, subscribe, whatever that may mean for you to get involved, go to iworkforhim.com. And yes, it is the end of the year. Yes, people are making year-end donations, decisions about how to end their year fiscally. And they can join us in that as well. And those options are on our donate page.
I would love to have you come alongside of us. We can spread the message that I Work For Him into the hearts and minds of Christ followers across the nation. Just need your help. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the donate tab. And as you're listening to the show all over Tampa Bay and all across the First Coast of Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and Folkestone, Georgia, we're just grateful that you tune in today. And just know that we've prayed for you. We've prayed that for all of us, that the show is really driven by God's Spirit, that the words that we say, the questions that Martha and I ask, and that our guests answer all come from the heart of our Heavenly Father. You know, yesterday we talked about the 10 pillars of our nation and how they've been taken over by the enemy through a strategically planned 100-year process of reshaping our nation in the enemy fashion. Today, we're going to talk about how you can get involved in being a culture shaper. Help us turn around our nation. Help us to bring about reformation, not by pounding people over the head with the proverbial Jesus 2x4, but with kingdom excellence and biblical truth made possible in our lives because of Jesus, who's the Christ. It's possible to bring reformation. Is it possible in our country to bring reformation? Yes, I believe that if all of us are willing as Christ followers to set aside the short-term goal of the American dream and realize the kingdom calling is a much greater and significantly more important calling than having a bigger house and driving a faster car. And we need to realize the eternal consequences of living in this great country and that so many people are desperate for hope and desperate for real life and desperate for truth. And you and me, we know that truth and we can introduce them to Him each and every day in our workplaces. Oz Hillman is a longtime friend of the show and a mentor to me. He's hosting along with the World Changer Network. He and Pamela Hillman, his wife, are hosting along with the World Changer Network, the Culture Shapers Summit coming up in Washington, D.C. this next March, the 28th through the 31st. He's here to tell us all about it. Oz Hillman, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Jim, always good to be with you. It's exciting what's coming up.
It is exciting. You know, you're one of the forefathers, as I like to say, of the faith and work movement today. You've literally battled for almost 25 years to gain the traction we're now seeing today in the faith and work movement, opening up people's minds to the idea that their workplace really does matter to God, that their work matters to God. But we're also seeing something unusual today. In my opinion, we're seeing collaboration within ministries that a few years back we never even imagined. What do you think God's up to?
You know, Jim, I think that for years we saw how difficult it was for organizations to work together. But I think what we're realizing is that that it's very difficult to cause change to happen just alone in our individual organizations. It's going to take a collaboration. And of course, that goes back to what Jesus said in John 17, 21 to 23, where he said, I pray that they would all be one, that they might believe in me. And it's an interesting statement that he makes. It's almost like a turning the computer on, and when you turn it on, this is going to happen. And so I think we're seeing the fruit of that now, that organizations, ministries, nonprofits, they're not worrying about their donors as much as worrying about having a lasting impact on the culture. And we're all aware that the culture is moving further and further away from some of the foundations that have made our nation great.
I love that.
So you already said some of the key words of the event that we're going to be talking about today. So where did the actual idea of having this International Culture Shapers Summit come from?
Well, quite frankly, to be real honest, I thought I'm 66 years old now, and I thought I was kind of phasing out. And then about a year and a half ago, I met James and Anna Kramer out of Bend, Oregon. They had an organization they started called World Changer Network that was really focused on the seven cultural mountains. And they're a next generation couple that I heard their passion, I heard their vision, and I kind of thought that message was dying. And then they just put a spark in me that I saw something different, and I just felt motivated, even though I hadn't done an international conference on this topic in almost 9 years now. I felt that it was time to do something, and that with where the nation was today, it was time to bring the leaders together to understand, okay, where are we in our country right now? How serious is the situation? And then what would happen if we would bring major leaders like Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and Arts and Entertainment, Roma Downey, and on the Family Mountain, Tony Perkins and Dr. A.R. Bernard, the Church Mountain. I mean, we've got over 50 speakers coming to this. And really, we want to understand, where are we? What can we do together? And let's connect one another to those people that they need to meet. And so those are the three reasons that we're forming this this event in March of 2019.
Well, let's talk about those details, because it is in Washington, D.C., March the 28th through the 31st of 2019. People can check it out online, CultureShapersSummit.com, CultureShapersSummit.com. Martha, we'll also have that link on Facebook today, mm-hmm. right, as well?
Yes.
And I just encourage you, our listeners, you know, and we talk about it on the air all the time. Each one of you has a specific calling on your life. You've been given a specific gifting, and in that gifting, you've got the ability to impact the culture around you. And some of you listening have been called to impact the culture in a huge way in your mountain of influence, as they call it. And they break up those mountains into things like education and government and arts and entertainment and media and all those kinds of things, the church, family. You may be an influencer. God has called you to be an influencer, and we all need to rise up and realize that we can influence our culture. Oz, when you look at March 28th through the 31st next spring, it seems like a long way off, but you know, it's really just 4 months away. What are you hoping to accomplish? What are you hoping that people will walk away from that weekend with?
Well, we hope that this is going to be the spark of a movement where we formed, you know, one of the great stories of history is William Wilberforce. And he collaborated with 18 other individuals that came to be known as the Clapham Group. Clapham was the city that they lived, and they were in a small community together, but they were made up of people from the seven cultural spheres. And some were artisans, some were in politics, some were in business, and they came together. And of course, the biggest thing they were known for was the abolishment of slavery. But they had something like 69 world-changing initiatives that came out of their collaboration. And so our hope is that out of this summit, we will begin to formulate these Clapham-type groups within each sphere that can begin to walk together, collaborate, use their time, talent, and treasure to take on some big elephants in the room, if you will, that are affecting our culture. You know, the liberal groups out there that are anti-God, they have a strategy, and their strategy is to remove God from our culture. And if we as believers don't become salt and light in an effective way in the areas that most define the culture, like media, who could have ever imagined we would be dealing with the kind of media that we are dealing with today 10 years ago? It's just unheard of on some of the areas that the culture is completely moving far, far away from God.
And when we come back, I want to talk more about specifically how people can start being influencers in the seven mountains, and what are those seven mountains all about, and what is all that idea about. You listen to I Work For Him with your host Jim and Martha Brangenberg as we talk with Oz Hillman. We'll be right back. Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iWorkForHim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iWorkForHim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
Charles Spurgeon was invited by a man to help this man's church raise money to pay off a debt. This wealthy man also told Spurgeon to feel free to stay in either his country house, his townhouse, or his seaside home. Spurgeon wrote him back and said, "Sell one of the places and pay off the debt yourself." Sacrificial giving is less frequent during prosperous times. Paul witnessed the Macedonian church giving sacrificially. In 2 Corinthians 8, he wrote, "In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability." If you desire to experience overflowing joy, try giving until it hurts.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
In this month where we celebrate thankfulness, Martha and I thank you for tuning into I Work For Him to hear amazing stories of what God is doing in the workplaces of America. Are you grateful to someone in your workplace that's living up their faith? Have you experienced an incredible kingdom experience at a local business? Nominate their story to be heard on the radio. Go to our website and tell us their story. iWorkForHim.com. Click on the contact tab. That's iWorkForHim.com/contact. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I talk about the Culture Shapers Summit coming up in Washington, D.C. in March of 2019. CultureShapersSummit.com, CultureShapersSummit.com.
That's right, Jim. And, you know, we are very excited to be a part of this and to also let our listeners know about it, and really want to encourage people to check out the website, learn what this event is really about. If they have more questions after they listen to today's show, definitely they can go out there and register. But it is in partnership with the Museum of the Bible, the World Changer Network. You are getting to MC the event.
Right.
So this should be a lot of fun. And I believe it should be cherry blossom season. So.
It should be. And we've got Oz Hillman on the line. He and his wife, Pamela, along with James and Anna Kramer, are all really the founding members of this Culture Shaper Summit. And Oz Hillman runs several organizations, but Marketplace Leaders and the Change Agent Network. Oz, which other ones do you want to talk about? I told somebody else, a new listener, just the other day about Today God Is First, your daily devotional, which is so phenomenal, which changed my life. Which website you want me to tell people about for you today?
Well, I think todaygodisfirst.com is where people can really get encouragement for themselves every day. And they'll learn so much about what it means to bring Christ into their work life every day. And to learn to overcome, you know, it's tough out there. Many people going through major adversities in their life, and they need that encouragement. And that's what the devotional does for everyone.
So sure fantastic. Does. All right, we're talking about the Culture Shapers Summit today, coming up in March of 2019, the 28th through the 31st. Check it out online, cultureshaperssummit.com. Oz, you mentioned in the last segment that this is all about Christ followers recognizing the call in their lives to bring about cultural reformation in one of their seven mountains of cultural influence. What is that seven mountains thing all about?
Well, it really goes back to 1975 when Bill Bright and Lauren Cunningham met each other. And Bill Bright was with Campus Crusade for Christ, and Lauren Cunningham was with Youth with a Mission, YWAM. And they were meeting each other for the very first time. And just so happened that week, God spoke to them individually, and that was their testimony. And he said to them, if you're going to influence culture, then it's got to be through these seven areas, because these seven areas most impact people's values and their beliefs. And those were, you know, business and government, arts and entertainment, family, the media, the church. And these areas do define what people believe so many times. And so they began a process for raising up young people in these areas. But unfortunately, I don't think they were that successful, because the audience that they were working with were young people. And of course, we had not had the Faith at Work movement kind of revival that took place in the mid-90s. And so I believe that it had to come through the other six spheres rather than the church to be effective. And so I think that in 2000, where I first learned about this message, we began to see some traction. And now we're seeing more and more organizations realizing that this is a great strategy to raise up young people now to go into these areas and also serve the people that are operating in these areas. And so we're bringing the top leaders that are actually doing things in that, people like Roma Downey and Steve Green with Hobby Lobby and business, and Lance Wall now, who's been a leader. And he actually learned from it the first time from Lance in 2000, and Hugh Hewitt, a syndicated conservative media talk show host. And we've got over 50 leaders who will be presenting at this event.
Okay, so there's a lot of people listening today that they don't run companies. They don't own their own company. They're maybe in the middle of an organization. They may be towards the bottom end of the organizational chart. Can they still be cultural influencers? Can they still benefit from going to the Culture Shapers Summit?
Well, I think so. I think it can birth visions in people. I think that, you know, we're all culture shapers at no matter what level. I think of the servant girl who worked for, the administration of in the Israel. In the old times, who told her employers about how to help Naaman, the general who got leprosy. Well, is she a culture shaper? Absolutely. Her stock went way up after that man got healed, because she recommended that he see Elijah, who was able to bring healing to him. So no matter where you are in your life, you can be a culture shaper. And, you know, these types of events can be really great places to meet people, to catch a vision for something God may want you to do, and the role he plays for you at this time in history.
Well, most definitely, because, you know, you think about, you know, we are very careful on I Work For Him to talk about the fact that it's work, whether that is in business, in education, no matter, you know, whatever area of work someone is in. And why don't you just take a moment and speak to our listeners about how they, even today, can make an impact on their the culture around them?
Well, you know, one of the major verses that we all talk about is Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do unto the Lord. It's the Lord Christ you are serving, and therein is your inheritance. That verse says a great deal about the value of work. When you think about Jesus spending 30 years, as a child growing up with his father's carpentry business, and I've often thought that that's crazy that God would allow his only son, who's coming to be savior of the world, to spend 30 years of preparation in the workplace before he does his 3 years of public ministry.
Yeah.
And that shows you the value that God places on work and how that each of us should understand the spiritual nature that is in our work.
You know, Oz, you just brought up one of those points that becomes a huge soapbox moment for me, because you just mentioned, okay, Jesus spent 30 years in the marketplace before he spent 3.5 years as an itinerant preacher. And once Christ followers realize, because most people have never heard a sermon about Jesus' working years. You know, most people have never heard about Jesus' reputation in the marketplace and why that was so key when he became an itinerant preacher and when he revealed himself as the Son of God. But when Christ followers start to realize that their Savior was a worker, he was a business guy, he was out there and he was influential in the marketplace, when they realize that, then all of a sudden their calling to their specific job, no matter what that may be, becomes more significant, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, just imagine what it would be like to have a table that was made by Jesus. You think it was a good table? You know, years ago, you know, the movement was all about evangelism, and people, you know, white collar executives were getting saved, and that's when CBMC and Full Gospel Businessmen came along, and it was all about sharing Christ with someone. But that was also a time where people would say, you know, I'll never do business with a Christian. And that was because at that time they were not learning how to sell cars from a biblical basis, or how to do lawyering from a biblical right. basis, or how to manufacture from a biblical basis. And so we had the birth of many workplace ministries in the mid-90s and early 2000s. And so today we have hundreds of ministries. We even have a ministry that was birthed to serve pastors to help them understand how to preach these messages and how to teach the theology of work. You know, work is mentioned over 800 times in the Bible, more than any word like worship or prayer. You know, it's just amazing that it's one of those things that's often overlooked in church leadership.
Oz, I know you're excited about the Culture Shaper Summit coming up that you and Pamela and James and Anna Kramer from the World Changer Network have organized. CultureShapersSummit.com, CultureShapersSummit.com. We've got Oz Hillman on the line. He's telling us a little bit about it. When you look at the event that Thursday through Sunday of March of 2018, March 28th through the 31st, what is it? What made you most excited about the event?
I think it's exciting to bring that level of leader into room together with other leaders. So we expect to see leaders in all of these seven areas come together and cross-pollinate and have visions and understandings of what could be done if we collaborate. And one of the things we'll be introducing there is a new technology that will allow us to connect each other and mobilize and fund projects for people who have a vision, they have a project, but they don't know how to get it done. This technology is going to allow us to connect the right people around projects.
And that will be a fun rollout, the World Changer Network. Very exciting about the things that are coming up here at the CultureShapersSummit.com. We'd love for you to check it out. March the 28th through the 31st of 2019 in Washington, D.C., in collaboration with the Museum of the Bible, in collaboration with so many ministries that will be there that are participating. And of course, I Work For Him is all about it. We're going to do some many shows leading up to it. And Martha and I get to be an MC of the event. We're so excited about it. Please check it out online, CultureShapersSummit.com, CultureShapersSummit.com. When we come back, we get to talk with Steve Green from Hobby Lobby and talk about his involvement coming up here in the Culture Shapers Summit in March of 2019. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift, and be one of 367.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handyman, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iWorkForHim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. No criminal charges will be filed against any of the 42 people associated with the caravan of Central American migrants who were arrested in a clash that ended with U.S. authorities firing tear gas into Mexico. Customs and Border Protection declined to say why none of the 42 were prosecuted. But a U.S. official says many came as families, and in other cases, authorities didn't collect enough information to pursue charges, including names of the arresting officers. A plane carrying German Chancellor Angela Merkel to a group of 20 meeting in Argentina was forced to make an unscheduled landing in western Germany, reportedly due to technical problems. The government Airbus, which was en route to Buenos Aires, turned around Thursday night over to the Netherlands about an hour into the flight. Several firefighting vehicles were on standby. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 27 points, the NASDAQ dropped 19. More details at srnnews.com.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I are talking today about the Culture Shaper Summit coming up in March of 2019 in Washington, D.C. You can check it out online, CultureShapersSummit.com, CultureShapersSummit.com. That's March the 28th through the 31st. Boy, would we love for you to join Martha and I as we celebrate with hundreds and hundreds of others from around the country about how do we bring about reformation in the pillars of our nation, in the mountains of influence in our nation. And we've got Oz Hillman on the line with us today. Oz Hillman is one of the founding fathers of the Marketplace Faith and Work Movement. Oz Hillman, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Jim, so good to be with you. And it's exciting about this summit that we're doing. And so glad to speak with a very special leader today as well.
Well, why don't you ahead and introduce our next guest?
Yeah, it's great to have Steve Green, who's president of Hobby Lobby, be with us. And Steve is actually going to be our keynote speaker on the business mountain. And this focus is on the seven cultural spheres or mountains. A lot of people call them different things, but he has really been a catalyst in the area of what it means to bring the kingdom of God in business and to use the business to really impact the kingdom. And of course, we all know about the thing they went through a few years ago, inviting the Obamacare requirement to provide certain types of drugs that could lead to abortion, and that, you know, they fought them and won that case. And so they not only are doing it, but they model it. And so it's great to have Steve with us today.
Hey, Steve, we're so glad to have you here, Steve. You know, you've become a leading voice in the faith and work movement because of your position of leadership at Hobby Lobby. Did you ever imagine that your dad's living legacy, which was started as a picture framing business in your own garage as a kid, did you ever imagine that would be some of the unifying glue that is needed today to bring the body of Christ together with a singular focus on bringing about reformation in our country? Did you ever imagine it?
Well, you know, it still sounds kind of strange. I graduated high school, went into work in the business, and there were times that we were just struggling to survive, and at times didn't know if we would survive. But God obviously blessed, and but the focus was just building the company and being as successful as we could be. And as we grew, we saw ministry side develop, and we saw how that God was able to use the success He blessed us with to have an impact in our culture, and it has been an exciting ride. But to be where we are is would not have imagined being there just even a few years back.
You know, Steve, I'd like to ask a very quick question, and that is, you know, I interviewed your father a few months back, and just heard the legacy about what you guys have done, and it's passing down to even another generation. And somewhere along the line, the idea of a Bible museum came along. And can you tell us a little bit about how that vision came about?
Sure. It's actually not our idea. It was a group that wanted to put a Bible museum in Dallas and wanted to know if we would help them. And that led to us buying some artifacts that was intended for that museum effort. And as the collection grew and a lot of opportunities presented themselves, and we were buying a lot of opportunities from a single item to a 10,000-piece collection, the family just felt like maybe we needed to make sure that this dream became a reality. We had the resources to get it started, and we were developing a collection, and so it kind of became our project, and has been an exciting journey. 10 years ago, I would imagine being on this journey, but we've been open a year now and had over 1 million visitors, and it's just been an exciting venture for our family to really highlight a book that's been instrumental in our family's lives.
Well, it's a tremendous place. And, of course, the Culture Summit is going to co-hosted with the Museum of the Bible and World Changers Network. And so the attendees will get to go to the museum on Friday and Saturday. Are there some things that in this journey over the last year that have come to you or just surprised you about the impact of the museum?
Well, I think that we have an incredible story to tell, and this is a book that has impacted our world in a way that the average person really doesn't fully understand. I don't know that I fully understand all the ways that this book has impacted our world. And so for the average person coming in, one of the common comments is that the museum exceeded their expectation. And I think part of it is because there's not a high expectation. There's some that the idea of a Bible museum doesn't excite them a whole lot. But we have an incredible story to tell. We've engaged some of the leading design firms to help us tell that. And we want people to understand how that, whether they realize it or not, this book has impacted their life and in ways that they can't imagine, and hopefully inspire them to engage with it. And you know, there's the average knowledge of probably American person today is much less than what it used to be because we don't teach it in our schools. And so there's a need for us to introduce this book to our culture, and that's what we are hoping to do.
It's so fantastic. Steve, here's my question for you. You and Hobby Lobby, your whole family, has really been given a voice, a loud voice in this country, really as a fighter for freedom and against the tyranny of government, potentially the tyranny. I wouldn't say we have tyranny, but we've had some issues. How do you think the Lord is going to use your voice next? And the second part of the question is, How are you using that voice to come? Why did you decide to use that voice to come alongside the Culture Shapers Summit coming up in D.C.?
Well, I think that if you were to ask me, you know, what we were going to be doing in the next 10 years ago, I would have never guessed that I would be in the middle of building a Bible museum. And so I've been asked that before, what's next? And in my, I guess the real honest answer is I have no idea what God's plan is next. But we're, again, it's been an exciting journey, and hopefully we will be able to utilize the museum here to have as much of an impact on people's lives as they come here as we can. And there's a lot of opportunities for us to fully vet out. And so obviously the cultural summit is one that is important for us to have an influence on our culture for good. There are influences out there that don't have our culture interests at heart. And if those that are interested in good for our culture, we need to be sure that we're involved in making whatever influence it is that we have available to us. And that's what the summit is encouraging, is for everybody in their areas, their fields, to be the influence that God has called them to be. And hopefully there'll be a way that we can, ultimately influence our culture for good, for the good of the culture, for good of the people. Because that's what the summit is all about, is inspiring people for good.
Oz?
Yeah, Steve, it seems like in the last few years we've seen more and more openness to collaboration among ministries and organizations. Are you seeing that same thing, and why do you see that's important today?
Yeah, I think that I've seen that in several areas. A couple examples: the museum in itself. We were bringing Catholic and Jewish and Protestant faith traditions together. We obviously there are differences, but it's a matter of saying let's set our differences aside for a moment and let's just point to a book that we all love and celebrate it and inspire others to engage with it. We have an exhibit in the museum as well that talks about finalizing the translation of the Bible into every language of the world. That's an incredible thought, and it doesn't happen without the Bible Societies coming together to collaborate to figure out how can that be done. And they're able to say collectively what none of them are able to say independently, and that is that they are anticipating being able to get that job done. They have a target goal of the year 2033, and if they reach that, that's an incredible thing. Something that's never happened in the history of the world could happen in their lifetime, a book in every language of the world. But that doesn't happen without collaboration. So it's important because we can do more together than we can do independently, and in a lot of areas, we're seeing a lot of people saying and seeing the power of coming together and all pushing in the same direction for the greater good.
Amen.
You know, one of the things I love about museums is the fact that it can be a moving, you know, liquid place. And that display that you are talking about, where you have the different translations that are already in existence, the ones that are being worked on, and the ones that have yet to be worked on. I have to say, Jim, that was one of my favorite rooms. We sat in there for quite a while because I was just overwhelmed with the beauty of what has been accomplished and what has yet to be accomplished, the overwhelmingness of that. But that has been an incredible example of collaboration for other people to watch. And as that continues, I think that it will really stand out as something in our time, our lifetime.
Steve, last question for you before we run out of time in this segment. Really want to know, okay, so you're a cultural influencer, and this Culture Shaper Summit coming up in March of 2019 is to bring together people to recognize their ability to influence culture. You're in a fairly, I'm not doing this to put you on the spot, but you're in a fairly elite group, and then you run a privately run organization that's got billions of dollars in market capitalization. But there's other people like you in Christianity around our country and around the world. How often do you get to have conversations with others to be able to encourage them to use their influence that they've been given by God to help bring about reformation in the part of the market that they impact?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that look at what we've been able to do and wish that they could do the same. And quite frankly, most people aren't going to be able to to have that opportunity. But what God does call us to do is just have the influence that He's given to us and influence our world, no matter how big or how small it is. And as we are doing that, influencing our culture for good, pointing people to solutions, to answers, and we think those answers are found in the Bible, then we're doing the part God's called us to. And God doesn't use the same measuring rod that we do. He mentioned to the woman that put the two coins in the synagogue offering, said she gave more when the wealthy were giving of their wealth. He said she gave more because he looks at the heart, and he knows no matter how much or how little we are called to do, if we're just doing what we're called to do, he looks down and smiles on us. Amen.
Well, we really appreciate Steve Green for you coming on I Work For Him today just to share a little bit about the Culture Shaper Summit and what's going on at the Museum of the Bible and with Hobby Lobby. We look forward to being face-to-face with you in March of 2019, the 28th through the 31st, as you guys host the Culture Shaper Summit there in D.C., along with Oz and Pamela Hillman and Anna and James Kramer. And we'll be right back with more on I Work For Him. When we come back, Oz Hillman is going to talk to you about a way you can become a commissioning sponsor of the Culture Shaper Summit. And he's got lots of, he wants to tell you about that. If you listen to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away, but you can check out CultureShaperSummit.com while we're on a break.
Jim and I are so thankful for you today. Your prayers, calls, and financial support over the last 5.5 years are reasons we are truly grateful. If you know of a business person that is living out their faith in their work, we want to cover their story. Please call the listener line and tell us about them at 866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK. May your month be filled with gratitude and thankfulness. That's 866-713-9675.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Jim and I ask you to join us in our radio mission of encouraging Christ followers to live out their faith in their work. Consider making a generous donation to I Work For Him as part of your year-end giving. This will act as a down payment for Kingdom Work for 2019. Our desire is to expand I Work For Him all across our wonderful nation. We need your partnership. Please join Jim and I to spread the message of I Work For Him. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the donate tab. That's iworkforhim.com. Click on the donate tab.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. Wow, wasn't that fun? Just hearing from the heart of Steve Green from Hobby Lobby. It was about his excitement about being involved in the upcoming Culture Shapers Summit that's happening in March of 2019 in Washington, D.C. Boy, we'd love for you to just join Martha and I, along with Oz and Pamela Hillman and so many others in Washington, D.C. coming up in March. Oz Hillman, that was so much fun hearing from Steve, his heart, and just hearing the excitement of how God has used him and the influence of his family because of miraculous events. God has used Hobby Lobby for his glory many times out there in the marketplace, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, I think they're the poster child these days for what we're talking about in terms of, you know, manifesting God's presence in our work life and using our businesses to impact the world for Christ. And they've just been a wonderful example of that.
You know, when you use the word manifesting God's presence, why don't you talk about what does that really mean? Because a lot of people are like, what does that really mean? That's a little confusing for some. Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, I think it is when you get up in the morning, you say, Lord, I commit my work life to you, and that you would lead me and guide me and show me the way. You know, the Bible talks about the relationship that each of us has with God as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. And, you know, the Bible is very clear that He guides us and He tells us, trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He shall direct your path. And so this isn't just a one-way street that we just go out and perform, but He actually wants us to experience His presence in the area of our calling. And it's so important that we understand work is a spiritual calling, not just something we do to collect a check.
Mm, that's such a great point. So our listeners will not be surprised when I ask this question, because this is my personality. Tell us how the event is formatted. What's it going to look like for somebody who comes, participates in this event, the International Culture Shaper Summit?
Yeah, we have about 9 keynote speakers, 7 of those focused on each of the cultural spheres. And then we have some other speakers that are leaders in the 7 Mountain Movement that will be speaking. And then after each of those, we have 4 10-minute presentations from practitioners within each of the cultural spheres. And then we have Q&A after those sessions. So it allows us all to connect with each other around the concepts, hear what people are doing, how we might want to plug in with those people, how we can maybe start our own thing. And then on Friday and Saturday afternoon, we'll come together and go over to the Museum of the Bible. We have buses that'll take them over to the museum and spend 2 or 3 hours there. It takes a good 3 or 4 hours just to really get all that you want from that visit. It's 6 different floors at the museum. It's a $1 billion project. Has the latest technology. It's not a museum like a museum. You're going to be surprised. And so then our final day, we have all the major workplace ministries presenting on a panel, and you'll be able to hear what God is doing in that arena and how you might want to plug into that.
Mm. All right. You mentioned the Museum of the Bible in there. People get a chance a couple of different times to join it and to go over and visit. You said 4 hours you could actually see things. Boy, I struggled after 4 hours. Like,
yeah,
wow, true. There's so much, because there's so much reading to do. So much. I mean, and the artifacts are just so incredible. I was most taken back by the pot that they found in David's hometown, King David's hometown, that they had from the time when he would have been around. Like that. That was just like, wow. Now that's cool. Mm-hmm. That could have been David's pot. You never know. But I just, that Museum of the Bible visit, as you said it, Oz, it's a museum unlike any museum we've ever been to.
It really is. And I just want to just encourage people to check it out because of the fact that it is very interactive. Yes, there's reading, but there's visual, there's video, there's things that just wrap you in. You know, little blurbs, Jim, we sat in a little theater and saw all these little blurbs of different Bible movies that have been created over the years. And it just helps you to get a better perspective of its impact on our lives when we haven't even realized it. So that is a huge benefit of people coming to the International Culture Shapers Summit, Oz. And I hope people will take advantage of that and then come back again and again and again for years to come.
All right. You can check it out online. CultureShapersSummit.com. CultureShapersSummit.com. Oz Hillman, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody that we have a pre-registration discount for it that ends on February the 1st. They can actually save $300 off the normal registration. And we've already got 30% of our total goal in registration. So we know it's going to sell out. We can only handle 500 people. And so if your listeners have any interest in going to it, I'd encourage them to go on and register and at least save their hotel room, because we have an incredible hotel rate of 129 in Washington, D.C. That's unheard of, especially during peach blossom season. That's peach blossom week in Washington, D.C.
It's not peach blossoms. No, it's a cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom.
Cherry peach blossom. You're from Georgia.
If I be peach blossom in Georgia,
that's
there
right.
We go.
You'll
cherry blossoms.
We don't want to mess people up and go, wow, I came to see the peach trees. Okay.
But it is a great rate, so it's going
to
be a
you
great
want me to
weekend.
Repeat that?
Yeah, go ahead. Try that again, Oz. No, we're not going to repeat. We'll just repeat
it. The event is held during Cherry Blossom Week in Washington, D.C., and
excellent.
We got a rate of $129 for our hotel, and that's unheard of. Usually it's over $400 a night. So even if you're thinking about going, I'd encourage your listeners to go on and register your hotel, and we'll have only 500 people we can handle for the event. We've already got 30% of that signed up. So I encourage your listeners to really take action to get that $300 discount on the pre-registration.
Yeah, it's so huge. All right, so let's talk about, a lot of times people go to events like this, they want to network with people, they want to connect with people, and I want to make sure that I mean, if I go to this event, and I'm speaking on behalf of our listeners, am I going to get a chance to network? Am I going to get a chance to connect with other people in the room?
We have a lot of opportunities for people to network. We've got technology that's going to help you do that, not only the World Changer Network, but also we have an app that we've already created for the event that everybody can be on that app and know who else is on the app. We'll have networking times in terms of the event itself. You'll be able to have Q&A times around a table. And so there'll be plenty of opportunities to meet key people in this whole area of culture influence.
Oh, that's excellent. So are there still some opportunities for people that want to come alongside in sponsorship for this event?
We do have some sponsorship. We've had tremendous response to it. But if you're an organization that wants to get in front of CEOs and entrepreneurs and influencers and also just help us underwrite the cost, yes, you can go to our website at cultureshapersummit.com and click on sponsorship, and the details of that are there as well.
All right, Oz, we've got a couple of minutes. Oh, Martha, did you have something else? We've got a couple of minutes left, Oz, in the show, and I want you just to speak to our listeners about why they should come, why they should consider being part of the Culture Shaper Summit in Washington, D.C., March the 28th through the 31st, 2019.
Well, Jim, I think that as I listen to the news every day, I'm often just shocked at what I'm hearing. I'm seeing our nation move further and further away from the foundations that have made our nation great. And, you know, someone said a quote, I think it was, that all we have to do is for good men not to do anything, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to be guilty of that. We want to be people that really stand for Christ in our culture, because we want our kids to have a country that they can be proud of, and they're not having to reclaim things that have been lost. And so we've been fortunate here in the last few years to actually reclaim some of those liberties that we had been losing. But this is only a window. And so we need to come together and realize that we each have a role to play as part of the body of Christ to be cultural influencers and salt and light in our culture.
It's so powerful.
It really is. And so, you know, I just hope that our listeners have really heard the heart of what's going to happen, get encouraged to check out the website and look for themselves and see themselves, no matter whether they go or not, to see that every day you have the ability to influence those around you in the culture that you are a part of. So take that seriously and really make a difference for Christ.
CultureShapersSummit.com. CultureShapersSummit.com. Coming up here, March 2019, the 28th through the 31st in Washington, D.C. Check out the website, because you can get right now, save $300 on registration and also lock in a hotel rate unheard of in Washington, D.C. It's amazing. Oz Hillman, thanks for being on I Work For Him today to tell us about the Culture Shapers Summit.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Martha.
That's so great to have you. It's so great. We're so grateful for your friendship and your mentorship, and we're so excited about the Culture Shapers Summit coming up March 2019. Check it out online, cultureshapersummit.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people, great service. Located behind the Circle K store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.